All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a new installment of the PVD cast. I like to call it Hiatus Over. That's the name of the episode. I'm your host, John Orlando. Joining me, my good friend, Bauman.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing all right. He's in town from Washington, D.C., and if you remember back to episode 27 of this podcast, we talked in the living room of your apartment in Washington, D.C.
Indeed, we did. Yes. Glad to be back.
Well, you know, you were in town, and I was like, would you like the podcast? You were like, sure, why not? And I haven't done one of these son of a guns in like a month.
About time to catch up then.
I guess. You know what? I'll explain why, if I may. I'm going to take a few moments to explain why.
It's your show.
Sure. Okay, well, number one, you know, I've made it pretty vocal that, you know, as part of one of my actual jobs is that I'm a track coach, junior high track coach, and that always makes things very, very busy. For me, it is track season. We're in the middle of it, of which so far we're doing well. All right. Can't complain, you know. But it eats up a lot of time, so I haven't had a lot of time. But more importantly is I've had some computer issues. I am still running Windows XP on my computer.
I did notice that.
So just to be safe, I kind of unplugged it. But, you know, I guess, you know, truth be told, I have a friend that does all my IT work. And it's a friend that I've known for, well, 20 years now. I met him in 1994. And he and I are having, I guess, what do you want to call it? We're not seeing eye to eye right now.
Gotcha.
on the situation of my computer, which, you know, I mean, I'll admit, I waited and waited and waited till the last minute to get that upgraded from XP to 7. So I understand it's my fault.
Partially to blame.
I'm partially to blame. But his constant, like, dodging me, I thought was a little low class. Am I wrong? You can feel free to say no.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I honestly don't see how much time and effort it takes to either return an email or return a phone call.
Really, I called him on a Monday. I left him a voicemail. He didn't call back Tuesday. He didn't call back Wednesday. Wednesday night, I left another one. And then I got an email. Oh, I totally forgot about the upgrade of the computer for this weekend. Which I think is kind of a little bit sketchy.
I won't judge any part of that. I'm just saying emails or phone calls, not that hard to just send an email saying, yeah, I hear you, and, you know, I can't do it right now.
You know what? I'll just admit, right here on this podcast, I know my friend, I think he listens every once in a while. So I don't know, Neil, if you're listening, I apologize if I got a little smart alecky in some emails about it. I apologize. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to get some things done so that I can entertain my beloved audience that listens to this podcast. And so therefore, I apologize, sir. I'm sorry.
And Neil, I don't know you, so you can, you know, you throw your shit at me, really.
That's
right.
You can be mad.
For what it matters.
There won't be any IT work done on your computer. Well, I don't think. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, he's not an Apple guy.
Then, yeah, it seems highly unlikely that I'd be needing his services.
Right. But in all seriousness, I'm sorry, Neil. I apologize if I was a little bit short-tempered or whatnot, but I don't know. Maybe I'm a little frustrated. That's all I can say. But anyways, the hiatus, though, is over. We're going to start busting out podcasts now. And so you are in town. So how's D.C.? How's it treating you?
D.C. is still treating me well. The city, as far as it goes. The job,
Your job is, I know, you're not very happy with your job. I understand.
So that's, it's still, on that sense, it's still pretty much, you know, same story.
Okay. But the city itself is treating you well.
City's good. Been hanging out, you know, going out to random events here and there.
Like what? What's been going on in D.C. recently?
Well, actually, just last weekend, I was at the, I was at AwesomeCon D.C.,
AwesomeCon DC.
AwesomeCon DC.
Which, how would one describe that?
You know, that's actually a fair question.
Is it a comic book convention?
It is not. At least, not entirely.
Is it a toy convention?
No, actually, less of a toy convention than even a comic book convention.
Is it like a movie/pop culture convention?
Somewhat. There's a fair amount of that. There's not... it really isn't one of anything, which was the problem, I think. That was the main issue. And, you know, it's...
Just real quick, why don't you throw out who was there? Because I remember you sent me the email about whether you should go or not, and I was looking through the web link, and I'm like, oh my god, this looks like a complete train wreck of folks.
Well, okay, so on the comic book end of their guests, really the main headliner was George Perez. That was pretty much the big comic book person that was there. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of random other people, kind of indie artists and stuff, but from the comic book side, that was kind of the main draw, really, at least for most people. Now, however, on the kind of TV and movie side of things, they had approximately half the cast of Walking Dead show up there.
I know. I'm looking right now, and I'm looking on the website, and for some odd reason, now the website won't work. No. But it appears Sean Astin was there.
He was not there the whole time.
No. Apparently, he's only there particular times, and now all of a sudden, again, the website is not working. That's how awesome Con is.
Indeed.
Is that its website does not work. Irony Singleton.
Yes, I have no idea who that is.
He's from The Walking Dead.
Okay. This shows you my depth of knowledge about The Walking Dead, which I never watch, but...
I like that they put him as media guests.
Yes,
Billy Piper of Doctor Who was there.
Correct. She was one of the bigger draws, and would also explain the many, many people dressed as Doctor Who and River Song and various other
Doctor Who characters.
The Whovians would be the correct term.
I think it's Doctor Hooligans.
Yeah. Wow.
Cary Elles was there from the Princess Bride.
Yes, he was, and there was a couple of pirates there as well, dressed as him.
Awesome. Sean Astin from the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Correct.
Dana Guerri, I believe is how it's pronounced, from The Walking Dead. Jewel State from Firefly.
Yep. And from Stargate.
Yep. J. August Richards from Angel, yo. Kevin Sorbo was there.
Indeed.
Melissa McBride from Walking Dead. Nicholas Brennan from Buffy. Aaron Gray from Buck Rogers. Now, wait a minute now. Time out. How can you overlook these folks? Ernie Hudson was there, man, from Ghostbusters.
Believe me, I did not overlook him. I saw all of these people. Well, except for... I didn't actually see the guy from Buffy. I didn't see him, but I did see everyone else that was the media guest. I just didn't want to pony up the ungodly amounts of money that they wanted in order to get anything signed. And you also were not allowed to take pictures of them from standing away from them.
You're kidding.
No, at least not with Billy Piper. There were guards in front of her basically saying no pictures.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they were hardcore.
I wonder what it's like to be like a Billy Piper or somebody like that. Like, you go... Like, do you think they're in on that? Or do you think that they're just coming to be at a con and interact with fans, and then all of a sudden they get there and like, oh, so we gotta treat them like shit. We can't let them take photos.
Yeah,
nothing is free.
Honestly, I don't know.
Man, that would be interesting. Also, here's my other two. Andrew WK was there for a concert. Because when it comes to partying, he loves to party hard.
So I hear...
And Dirk Benedict was there from the A-Team, man. And Battlestar Galactica as well.
Yes, Face was there.
Face was there. Man, awesome. So how was the experience of going to Awesome Con?
It was okay. From a kind of people watching and the costume thing, that was actually probably the most fun part of the whole show, honestly.
Costumes. Listen, yeah. I'm an avid comic book geek, but I never see myself dressing up in a costume, and I hate when people ask me that.
See, I've never dressed up I'll admit to being a geek of a different sort. In addition to being a comic book geek, I used to attend the Renaissance festivals.
Right. Yeah. Right.
In Ohio, various other places.
Right.
And when I was much younger, I would actually dress up.
Nuh-uh.
I did.
Really?
I did.
Suits of armor.
I couldn't afford any of those, so it was basically homemade costumes. But I've never dressed up at a comic book con, and I don't believe I ever would, mainly because, and I believe I may have mentioned this to you previously, I don't believe I'd be able to carry it off properly.
Yeah.
Much like how several of the people there should not have.
How many fat superheroes were there?
An unfortunately large number of
them. Was there a fat Deadpool?
There was no fat Deadpool. There was a small Deadpool. There was like a little Deadpool kid.
Like a dwarf? That would be sweet.
It was like a little 10-year-old Deadpool.
Okay.
But there were an unfortunate number of unproportionate...
Say it, fat people.
Well, yes, to be quite frank. I'm sorry, if your costume doesn't cover your gut, you should not be one of the superheroes who is an acrobatic genius.
So there's no fat Batman.
Correct, or fat Green Arrow, or fat Hawkman. yeah. Fat doctors, that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not up on Doctor Who. Now, time out for a minute before we get... Has there been any pudgy doctors?
There have not been any pudgy doctors during the actual run when they were playing the Doctor. Okay. Post, they've porked up a bit. Okay. But no, pretty much all doctors have been fairly svelte.
Okay, okay, all right.
But I won't hold a fat doctor against them because the doctor is... He's... quote-unquote human. He's normal-ish.
Okay, I got you.
A superhero is supposed to be, you know, muscular and superheroic.
Well, now, speaking of which, by the way, I was challenged to do a Doctor Who podcast, an episode of the PVD cast, All Doctor Who.
Okay.
I don't know if I can pull that off. Much like dressing like a superhero for a Comic-Con. I don't know if I can pull that off either. So, I don't know.
I like the new reboot of Doctor Who. I enjoyed, you know, all the episodes I've seen so far, but I don't know that I'm necessarily a Whovian in that sense.
Yeah, I don't
need to have a, you know, a TARDIS phone case. I don't really need a 15-foot-long shawl, badly knit.
Okay. All right. Well, how was the shopping at AwesomeCon? Because let's be honest, that's one to me. You go to a comic book convention for two things: one for the shopping, and the other is to hobnob with the guests, if you will.
Correct.
To kind of rub elbows, talk to some of your quote heroes end quote, and tell them how much you enjoy their artwork or whatever.
Get
they
some
did.
Signatures, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yes. Exactly. Get some artwork done, maybe whatnot.
Correct. And unfortunately, it also, at least for me, it fell short a little bit on the sales part as well. I went there with. Literally, I think I got six comics signed that I had. That's all I took with me to get signed because there's no other artists or writers there that I had anything by.
Did you go for George Perez? George Perez?
Sadly, no, because I've already gotten everything I have by him already signed. And I didn't have anything currently in my collection with me in D.C. Most of my collection still lives here in Columbus. Not enough room in my apartment to take over the 12 additional long boxes that I have. So I got my thing signed. That was the very first thing I did. And then I went out to do a little shopping, and I finally remembered to take my list of back issues and missing random crap that I've been, you know, trying to find.
Mm-hmm.
And there really was not much. I managed to find two items randomly on the list that I had, but most of the dealers had pretty much the same stock. They had the same pricing across the board. There's very little in the way of like dealer specials. Most of if they had trades, it was like barely half off for some of them. Or the one place that their big thing was, you know, you buy two and you get one free, but at full price.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Yeah, I gotta say that, you know, the last con that I went to, which the actual comic book convention was the Pittsburgh one in September, and you know, I ran into the same thing. It seemed like there was not a lot of trades. There was a lot of single issues.
Yes.
And that's always a bummer, man. That's always a bummer. But I will tell you this. I also, one of the things that I went to recently was Space.
Mm-hmm.
the Small Press and Alternatives Comics Expo right here in Columbus, Ohio. I think that was April 12th, as a matter of fact. I remember it.
Yes, because it was the week, actually, AwesomeCon was the week after that, because right. one of the people in space was also at AwesomeCon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Matt Dembicki, who's I'm not that familiar with, yeah. but I saw his name on the guest list. I'm like, I recognize the name mm-hmm. somewhere, and mm-hmm. it must have been because...
Is he from Columbus or not?
I believe he is from Columbus. And the only reason the name sounded familiar was because I'm pretty sure it was someone that my brother had talked about at some point.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So,
but you know, I went and I was very impressed with it. I actually went. It was the 12th and the 13th. I went on Sunday, which Sundays for most comic cons are a little dead. You know?
Generally tend to be. Yeah. It's all wrapping out. It's wrapping right. down, and you know.
Right. And it was like 72 that day. It was beautiful out, and I was like, ah, no one's gonna be there. But it right. was pretty busy. And
well,
was cool. It was cool to see a lot of indie guys, you know, plying their wares and, you know. Had some unique things
right.
there. You know, there was a gentleman that was doing... He had done a whole line of Mothman. The Mothman...
Prophecies or...
Well, but it's the character down in West Virginia. The
right,
supposed...
Right, right.
Like, he's like yeah. a Yeti, but it's the Mothman.
Yes.
He did a whole line of books there, which I talked to that guy, and he was pretty cool. And, you know, talked to a bunch of other folks. Just everybody was really friendly. I think that was the thing that I commented on. It's space. Like, there was no one that did not give you eye contact and go, hey, how are you today? Mm-hmm. You know, or said something to you, which was refreshing. Because a lot of times at comic book conventions, it seems like the vendors are so busy that they're not paying attention. And
right.
the customer service is not there, so.
Yeah, that was... And actually, I guess, since you make that point, I did notice that most of the actual not like the comic book dealers or vendors, but the kind of in the artist alley area, I guess
yeah.
that they had.
Yeah.
When it was not even a whole lot of comic book artists and writers in that, but there's a lot of independent people with like some of them were selling just kind of homemade craft type items and
oh,
stuff.
Okay.
But like everybody was very they were all very friendly, they were all very nice. There's actually one, and I would have really wanted to get this for a friend of mine who's a big fan, but a little pricey. There was a booth there that I can't remember what they were called, but it was some play on something about being crafty, and they were doing they had like pillows and quilts of like superheroes and various characters, and they had a quilt of Ghostbusters. And it was like a queen size bed.
Really?
Yeah, and I would have loved to have gotten this from my friend because she is a huge fan of Ghostbusters.
I know somebody else is a huge fan of Ghostbusters too.
But unfortunately, it was a little bit out of the price range of what I was.
A couple hundred.
It was $180, I believe. It was
okay.
what it was. Nah. Yeah.
Nah. Interesting. All right. So besides AwesomeCon, anything else happening in DC? Have you been to any of the monuments down there recently? The Washington Monument's finally back open, isn't it?
The scaffolding is finally down. I don't know if it's open yet.
Okay.
But the scaffolding is down.
All right.
I've not actually been down there recently. I did kind of see the cherry blossoms from afar.
Oh.
In fact, I was at a networking event, and it was at a office tower. But the office tower, they had a very very nice balcony on the 12th floor. And you could see directly onto...
Be honest, is that a big deal in D.C., like the cherry blossoms? We hear about it, like I hear, you know, in the news.
For people who live in D.C., no.
No, because it's like same shit, we see it all the time.
Correct,
right.
And
okay.
then it pretty much just jams up the traffic around the mall area. And,
really?
And
people like stop and go, oh my god, look, there's cherry blossoms.
Oh, no, it's all the tourists who come in and the place is just completely jammed.
Yeah, really?
But yeah, that's a huge draw as a tourist thing. There's a cherry blossom festival, it's like a four-day
Wait
event.
Wait a minute,
oh, yeah.
What?
Oh yeah, music, food.
Is there independent pro wrestling at this event?
Not that I'm aware of.
I smell opportunity. Big guns, Jeff Cannon. Anyways.
Well, see, here's you got to do your business development somehow.
I don't know how Ohio Championship Wrestling would fit into the District of Columbia, but...
Or with cherry blossoms. You have to work that angle somehow.
Hey, man, we've done shows at more bizarre venues than that. But, all right, so... Okay, the cherry blossoms, all right. Did you ever go to the news...
The museum?
The museum,
no. I have not been down there.
Okay.
I still would like to at some
point. I would too. That was the one place we didn't go that I was like, yeah, maybe we should have, but you know, whatevs. All right. All right, well, let's talk about, this is a Tuesday evening, the big event, or the big newsworthy thing that came out in the world of, well, geeks, is that they have finally released the Star Wars Episode 7 cast today.
All right.
Now, you said you had no idea that this came out.
I did not.
Okay, so here are some of the folks, ladies and gentlemen, which I'm going to also open up real quick. On my iPad IMDb, because there is a few folks that you might not recognize the name, but I think you might recognize their faces, so I'm going to pull up pictures, because
okay.
Especially this first one, I want to see who it is. So, anywho. Sorry. This is why I'm not very good with podcasting and looking up shit on the iPad. Sorry. Anyways, first name that they mentioned, John Boyega from Attack the Block. That's what he's known as. So okay. I'm looking that up. I want to see Attack the Block. Is that, for those that don't know, that actually was a pretty good movie, man.
That was an excellent movie.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. It's a science fiction film set in England.
Correct.
Where a bunch of aliens come and essentially attack, like, what is pretty much a, what do you want to call it, like a housing project?
Basically, yeah. It's set in, I believe it's like East London, which is
East
one
London,
of the
yeah.
poorer
oh,
sections
that
of...
Oh, that dude.
Okay.
That's who that is. All you right. remember him from the movie?
All right.
Yeah.
I do
yeah,
recognize
okay.
him.
Okay. Yeah. I do remember him. He was really, he played a very good kind of ruffian.
Yes.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Adam Driver from Girls and Inside Llewellyn Davis. Adam Driver is Adam on Girls. I know that because I've watched the show. I'm not afraid to admit to it. Oscar Isaac, who was Inside Llewellyn Davis. He was Llewellyn Davis, if you remember that guy.
I don't
you don't?
Remember, no.
All right, we'll see if we can bring him up here real quick. And lo and behold, IMDb. Shazam. Put a beard on
okay.
him. That was
right.
Llewellyn Davis. Andy Serkis, who's from Lord of the Rings.
Correct.
And Rise of the
Mocam.
Yep. Domhnall Gleeson, who's from Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. And Max von Sydow.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who... That name rings a bell.
Max von Sydow is a very, very old actor. And he's been in... I don't know that he's been in much recently, or at least I've not heard his name come up all that much recently. However...
Oh, he was in Minority Report. Okay, yeah, I know who that dude is. Yeah,
yeah.
So he's in it. As well as Harrison Ford's coming back, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, Kenny Baker. They're all coming back. The film was supposed to come out December of 2015, and it is taking place 30-some-odd years in the... After Jedi.
Okay.
So, all right, what are your thoughts? Are you excited for these?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I haven't quite made up my mind yet, because I, like many other people, I'm going to go out on limb here. I was not that terribly impressed with the prequel Star Wars 1-3 episodes.
Right.
Yeah. But I guess I'm a little bit more hopeful for this one, although Harrison Ford has not aged that well, so I'm not entirely sure.
No.
But then again, if they're setting it 30 years,
30
in the future,
years, yeah.
then that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah,
I could
yeah.
see that.
I don't know how I feel about these either. I would like to say that because Disney's behind it, and they have, you know, it seems like, you know, when you talk about putting out good special effects, Disney would be a good place to go for that. I think that the rumors of what's his name being involved, and now his name escapes me, the director, J.J. Abrams being involved,
okay.
I think would lend some credence to it. I don't know. I'm leaving the juries out on that. I'm just going to kind of say I'm interested to see what they do. I'm not super duper excited.
I'm with you on that one. I can agree to that.
So for me, I mean, I don't know. I'm really not, yeah, like I said, I'm not really.
And I've never been, I mean, There's this whole Star Wars expanded universe, which happens with like the comic books and the books and the video games and all that kind of stuff.
And then the animated series, because they had the Clone Wars series, which I watched the first season, and then the rest of it got very muddled.
But I mean, some of those there's some very interesting things that have, you know, that authors have done with creating this expanded universe. So perhaps if this fits into that, then.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, speaking of which, real quickly, have you happened to catch the Community episode, the show on NBC Community, the episode that was done a la like G.I. Joe?
I have not.
Oh, man. I got to tell you right now, absolutely awesome. So it's completely animated, and it pokes a lot of fun at G.I. Joe. Basically, Joel McHale's character is stuck in a G.I. Joe cartoon. Oh, it's awesome. It's on demand. You need to look in your NBC on demand and just watch it. Like, I watched, you know, bits and pieces of Community throughout the years, but oh man, yeah, it's really funny. It's really good. I don't want to give anything away, but you definitely gotta check that out. That was something good, man. Really, really good. Anyways, so. Now you have not seen Captain America yet, Winter Soldier, have you?
Sadly, no.
You have not.
Okay. I have not.
All right. Well, then I'll refrain from saying anything because I don't really want to ruin anything there in regards to it for you. But
I do know of some of the plot points of it, mainly because of how they tied it into the TV series Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Most definitely. They did
talk about, you know, kind of the repercussions of it. So I'm somewhat familiar with it, but I have not seen the actual movie yet.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what I'm excited for, though. We're talking about movies and things to movies I'm excited for. Sin City in August looks on. I'm really fired up for that. And I can't believe it's almost been 10 years.
Seriously?
Yeah. I think the first one came out either 04 or 05.
Wow. Yeah. That doesn't seem right
somehow. No, it doesn't, but I'm pretty sure of it. And I'm excited for the new X-Men.
That does look pretty good.
That one looks really, really, really good. So I'm really excited for that. So
yeah, I have not seen much in the way of new movies recently, mainly because I'm too cheap to pony up.
True. Yeah, DC, if I think we mentioned this on the last podcast, it's like wicked expensive to go to a movie in DC, right?
It's $12.50 for a regular show anywhere, and there's no second run theaters there, or at least not any.
What's a matinee? I think 9?
At 10, I believe.
10? Yeah. Holy, that's highway robbery.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It is. So I have not actually seen a new movie in quite a long time at this point. Yeah. I've gotten caught up on some random old movies through like Netflix and stuff, but yeah, I haven't actually. It's been a while since I've seen, you know, something that would be considered new.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of movies, real quick, I wanted to bring this up. I want to talk about this because this sounds pretty badass. Gateway Film Center, right here in Columbus, down on campus, they are starting to do the Science of Superheroes. So every weekend in May, they're going to debate science experts versus comic book gurus. And they're going to, like, debate, I guess, topics related to comic books and science, which I want to go to a couple of these because I think these sound pretty badass. Now, unfortunately, in the clipping that I have here, there's no further information on it, but that sounds pretty badass because I think you know what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah. I'm
like, can someone really fly? You know?
And so, I would definitely love to see some of these. Unfortunately, I probably won't be around for them.
Yeah.
But it does remind me of I don't know if you are familiar with this this person. There is a video podcast, a vodcast, or whatever.
Okay.
Called Angry Nerd.
I think that I've heard about that.
I believe he has. I mean, I believe it's his own, you know, podcast, and I think it's part of maybe Wired magazine.
That's
what he works through, and that's kind of what he does. He will, you know, rant against some superhero or science fiction or pop culture phenomenon.
Really?
And the last couple of them he's taken up, he kind of tries to do it from a supposedly a scientific standpoint.
Okay.
His the last one that I remember watching was his rant against the physics of Captain America's shield.
Oh, from no. The previous movie. Really?
Yes, because... And it was... He attacked... He's like, I will disprove... His thesis was basically that I will disprove the way that the shield operated in the movie purely on a metallurgical basis.
Really?
Yes, and it was hilarious because he talks about the fact that, you know, in the shield and how the shield in the movie differs from the shield in the comic books, in the original Captain America comic books, which is supposed to be a blend of vibranium and adamantium,
right.
Whereas the shield in the movies is pure vibranium, which supposedly, you know, will absorb any and all kinetic energy. So how the hell do you bounce it off a wall and crack someone's head open with it? You throw it at something, it absorbs the kinetic energy, it just hits the wall and falls down.
Wow.
So he went through this whole shtick. And
that dude's got a lot of time on his hands.
He does.
And he's a pretty smart dude, because I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, this is what Angry Nerd does.
And let me just say, this podcast now got really scientific all of a sudden.
Hey, you gotta bring in a little reality every once in a while.
I guess, man. Wow. Huh. Well, I don't know, man. They might be having one this Saturday. You're still here this Saturday.
I am still here this Saturday.
You might have to check out the gateway and see what's going on down there. I mean, you know. So, what else you been doing since you've been in town?
Since I got in town the past couple days, not a whole heck of a lot. Been eating a lot, actually.
Yeah?
Pretty much every day. It's, okay. You know, going out with a friend of mine, going out for dinner, going out for lunch with my dad and friends. That's pretty much been the extent of it, really.
You were at 16-Bit last night.
I was at 16-Bit Arcade with a friend of mine last night.
I got to go twice in the last 3 weeks. And let me just say, beginning of the month, in April, as a matter of fact, April 5th, it was the first time I ever stepped in that place, and that place is awesome.
It is awesome.
I put it over, man.
Like, first time I was there was maybe about 3 months ago, I think, last time I was down in Columbus. And it's a fun place to be.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool. What was your guilty pleasure there?
I'm still a sucker for the Street Fighter and fighting games. Yeah.
I was Dig Dug. I kicked ass on Dig Dug. Dig Dug was always a good game for me. I don't know why. I always did well at it. I don't know why.
It's been a while since I played the Dig Dug.
Yeah, Dig Dug was it.
I do remember that and Frogger. I used to love on the Atari. On the Atari, I used to love Frogger.
Speaking of the Atari, so recently, as a matter of fact, just a couple days ago, they found the graveyard. They found the place, the landfill, where Atari, when they went out of business, they dumped all of the ET cartridges for the 2600.
Which I had no idea about this whole...
Yeah, we talked off air about this, because we were talking about 16-bit. Yeah, so apparently, like, when... Apparently ET, the video game, I did not have it. Yeah, I didn't hate ET, but I wasn't a kid that really loved ET either. I was kind of in the middle. Like, I thought the movie was okay, and it was cool, and, you know, and whatnot. I didn't dig it. Whereas I had to go and get all kinds of ET stuff, but I didn't hate it either. So apparently the video game was awful. All
right.
And so when Atari went out of business, nobody bought the game. So they had about 1,000 or so cartridges. And the urban legend was they took them out in New Mexico and they buried them in the desert. And apparently these two filmmakers are trying to make a documentary to prove whether that actually happened or not. And I guess that they did some research and over the weekend they found them. They were digging around in the desert. They found them.
I wonder how exactly one undertakes that search.
More importantly, I thought that can't be good for the environment.
Well, probably not. No.
You know, like, that's not very green, if you will.
Not so much. Although, I'm guessing it...
Mid-80s.
Mid-to-late 80s. That really wasn't a huge concern at that
right.
point yet.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, exactly with that. I don't know, you know, either when that is. I was just thinking, though, there were some other games I would have liked to saw buried. Yar's Revenge was incredibly difficult
I'm not familiar with that one.
You don't remember Yar's Revenge? Okay, Yar's Revenge was like, it was this weird space travel one that had this giant fly that you had to destroy. Oh, God, it was difficult to navigate and whatnot. By the way, I'm looking up real quick. Atari went out of business and it looks like 1984.
Oh.
Hmm. By the way, Atari is a Japanese verb meaning to hit the target.
Learn something new every day.
How, what do you know about that, huh?
I did not know that. I know many a random Japanese word thanks to way too much anime. That was not one of the words covered.
So, yeah, Yara's Revenge was not very good. Yeah. I did not much care for it. But, I mean, you know.
To each their own.
To each their own. There were a lot of inconsistencies with Atari 2600 games anyways. I mean, let's be honest with you. Like River Raid, you had to keep the plane on the river because God forbid that you actually fly over grass, you would wreck. Like, it would explode. Yes. I'm like, what the hell? That doesn't happen in real life. You know? You're like, what is that?
Right, let's bring real life into this, shall we?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know. Anyways.
Because I'm fairly sure the... oh, hell, what was it? The...
Were you going to talk about combat where you could shoot the missiles off of the
not combat. Older than that. I'm going for...
Pong?
Not quite that bad. Damn it, the one where you're like the 8-bit explorer where he swings on the vines and jumps...
Pitfall,
thank you.
There you go.
Where you can jump on top of crocodiles in a pool, in a pond that's about, you know, 3 feet wide.
Can I tell you this? I actually... maybe I shouldn't mention this, because this is going to make fun of the girlfriend a little bit.
That's your call, dude.
She did not know what a Commodore 64 was, or what Betamax was. I had to explain that the other day.
Because
it was in a book. Betamax was in the book, and so was a Commodore 64, and she had to explain. And I was like, okay, cool. Because, you know, again, there's a couple years between us, and I was like, okay, well.
In her defense, I've never actually seen a Betamax. I know what a Betamax
is. No, I've never seen one either. Yeah.
But I've just never seen one.
No, supposedly, like, when I was in sixth grade, supposedly my friend up the street, George's dad, had one. But they also had a VHS VCR. And I remember seeing, like, looking at it, but we never played a movie on it.
Okay.
And I always thought that Betamax was supposed to be better. Like, the sound quality and the audio quality, I thought that was the shtick, but it didn't have enough, you know, backing, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, but... Now, I did have a friend that had a Commodore 64.
I did as well, so...
You had one?
No, I did not.
Oh, you had a friend.
Your friend had one. No,
actually. Did they just have the 3.5-inch floppy disk drive?
Yes, I believe so.
What about the cassette tape drive? Because my friend had both.
No, that one did not have the cassette tape drive. I did not have a computer, but I know my aunt used to have one, my cousin actually, the TRS-80 with the tape drive.
Oh, man. Texas Instruments, right?
No, TRS. TRS-80.
TRS-80 was what? I'm looking that up on the iPad because I'm like, wait, what is that?
That was like the first computer that I'd ever actually seen.
Do you think if I look up archaic computers on the iPad, like something bad's going to happen?
Space-time implosion, perhaps.
I'm afraid not. I don't know if I want to type that in. You said TSR what?
TRS.
TRS.
80.
80.
It was the first computer that I ever...
I want to see a picture of one.
...saw that I ever became familiar with.
Oh, it was a Radio Shack.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my god, I remember those. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Is it this one here?
It was one of these. These were the ones I saw.
Okay. Alright. Wow, dude. Okay, yes. Those were really...
Whew. That was the first computer I ever saw, played with.
Wow.
Yep.
Alright.
So that's...
And guess what? We're all still here. So
yeah, nothing happened.
Nothing bad happened.
Nothing happened. Podcast is still good. We're still a go.
There's not a gigantic, like, you know, robot that appears out of the back of my yard and is now stomping away in Westerville.
There's also no random weird breathing noise of the TARDIS appearing.
No, nothing. No. Anyways, all right. So, anyways, back to your visit. So you've just been visiting friends and family?
Yeah, for the most part, I've just been hanging out. I haven't really done much of anything at this point.
Gotcha.
Still kind of, you know, trying to make connections here to perhaps find a job back in the hood, but
okay,
nothing concrete so far.
Yeah.
So mainly just hanging out, and I'm actually here the purpose of this visit, or at least what prompted it, was I'm trying to keep up my credentials as a as an attorney, so I need to attend the continuing education courses.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. You know what? Why did you say that before? You didn't even tell me that in any of the emails.
No.
You just were coming home, and I thought you were like, ah, fuck work. I'm not going in.
Well, that's part of why I'm here the whole week and not just the last 2 days of the week. To be perfectly honest.
And then maybe you're going to be like Peter from Office Space. Yeah, I don't see me.
Not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, I'm just not going to do that anymore. You know?
No, I wish that was the case. Although, my cube does kind of look like Peter's after he took down the wall. So
really? Yeah, you have the short cubes?
Yeah. Mine basically looks like what used to be like a receptionist's office, kind of. So it's like the open front of a cube, so there's, you know, a short counter and
okay.
stuff like that.
Right. Do they allow you to personalize it? Do you have your artifacts
around?
They
do. Okay. I've got a few. Got a few.
Okay.
Nothing terribly thrilling. No computer. No comic book related items.
Okay. Well, you know.
But yeah, I mean, the reason why I'm here, like I said, the whole week is because I.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I just wondered. You didn't really say, and I'm like, oh,
no,
I thought maybe you'd like,
I figured there's no real point in advertising that part of it other than saying I won't be available for a couple days in the morning.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Where's this at, downtown?
Yeah, it's in the Hyatt.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
Very, very fancy. So I just got to find, you know, I got to pay an assload of money to park downtown for 2 days.
You can't get somebody to drop you off? Or you don't want to make it look bad?
Like, well, no, there's no one that.
Oh, okay.
It starts at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not going to drag
you. I'm already at work by then.
Yeah, well, see, there you go.
There you go. All right. Oh, okay. All right. So what are these? Do you get to pick the classes that you go to, or no?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's like, they have a whole bunch of them. So there's like, you know, every day there's between, you know, every 3 hours there's like 5 seminars at a time. So you pick whichever one you want to go to it.
I often said one time I thought I'd make a good attorney, and then it was pointed out to me, no, no, John, you would make a great attorney on TV. Because apparently it's not as over the top and out of this world and dramatic and theatrical as it is on Law & Order.
It really is not. And in order for you to really get an idea of what that's like, watch the 34-2 channel every once in a while, because they will broadcast the arguments in front of the Ohio Supreme Court.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Boring. Boring.
If you ever cannot fall asleep, watch that for about 3 minutes.
That's my thing. Like, I think CNN would be better. Like, I've said this before. I've caught like a snippet here and there of like parliamentary proceedings
in Britain.
In Britain, yes. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. They'll just call guys out. They'll call assholes out. They'll be like, "You, sir, are a terrible politician, and your wife is ugly." And then they just go, I would watch that shit.
Oh, yeah. They get into it.
C-SPAN is boring. Yeah.
They get into it in the UK. But, yeah, not so much with the Ohio Supreme Court.
No. Not
I can't believe
American politicians, man.
I can't actually believe that people do this as a regular part of their job, is to go in front of the Supreme Court and argue these cases. Because I literally tried watching it for about 5 minutes. I fell asleep. I was done. It was the best cure for insomnia I have ever seen in my life.
No one's cutting wrestling promos in
Not so
front
much.
Of the Supreme Court.
Nope. Kind of disappointing, but, you know, there you have it. little insider tip from legal profession here.
Okay. For a minute there, I thought when you were saying 34.2 on the cable, I'm like, is that MeTV? What the fuck am I going to watch on MeTV, man?
No, it's the PBS. It's the Ohio channel,
you.
I think it
I
is.
I got it. I was confused for a minute.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Like, what? Do they have repeats of Perry Mason? What the hell does this have to do with law? Okay, never mind. You know, hey, by the way, I didn't get to tell you this off air, so I'll bring it up now. I told you that the other day I found the sweetest radio station. It's a nice backup. Like, I was driving to work, and I was flipping around the channels, and there was nothing on my usual presets. So I hit the scan button. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I'm scanning, and I ended up on 106.3, which is like Magic 106.
Okay.
And I just caught the bumper for it. It was like, Magic 106, classic R&B. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop right here for a minute. I'll be damned if they didn't play Same Song by Digital Underground.
Really?
Yeah! In the morning, at 6:15 in the morning, they're playing that.
That's like, not really classic R&B.
No, it's really not. But with. I'm like, I'm listening to this.
Oh, hey, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, and then after that was a little Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
I was like, all right. And then it got to something I didn't want to listen to. It was Levert or something. I don't know. So.
You sure it wasn't DeBarge?
It might have been El DeBarge. I don't know. They also mentioned that there's a concert coming, the Columbus Commons. I think it's like June 4th or something. It is Dougie Fresh.
Okay.
Big Daddy Kane.
Okay.
I'll Be Sure.
Wow.
And Casey and JoJo from Jodeci.
That's some odd.
Do you know, I would go in a heartbeat. Except for that they said tickets available through Ticketmaster. I'm like, automatically, those tickets are now way too expensive for those four. You know right away, because my girlfriend was like, why don't we go? I'm like, honey, because they're probably $10, $15 tickets, but after Ticketmaster's done, they're $25.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not paying $25 for them. Sorry. All due respect.
I hear you. Same problem I have up there with catching, you know, decent shows. Although, actually, now that we mentioned this, so you're familiar with the show Justified?
Yes, correct? Of course I am. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know the theme song to it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I actually went to see them.
Who does the theme song?
The theme song is done by a, I suppose, group called Gangsta Grass.
Okay.
Which is rather actually descriptive of their work, because it is a mixture of hip-hop. It's not exactly gangster rap, but it's hip-hop mixed with bluegrass.
Okay.
So I went to a concert with a friend of mine, actually. They were the headliners, and there was two opening bands that were a little bit more of the traditional kind of country and bluegrass type things, which I did not much care for.
Okay.
But they were a blast. It's two MCs, a violinist, one with a banjo player.
Okay.
A really hot bassist.
Really?
And a guitarist. And they also had a drum machine for the beats.
Okay.
But they were a lot of fun. I was a little bit disappointed that they didn't actually play the theme song to Justified. They did not.
That's bullshit,
but I think it's because they had just come out with their new album, so they were kind of plugging their new stuff.
Oh, man.
But it was a very fun show, and it was totally worth it because it was $15 and Ticketmaster was not involved. I'm like, done.
Yeah, man, you know, that's the thing. Like, you know, like, I went to April 5th, I went to CD125 day here. So tickets are $5. But by the time you're done with Ticketmaster, they were $9.95. I was like, you know, that's bullshit, man. It's total bullshit that you got to pay all those fees.
Yeah, and there's no, if there's a reason for those fees, because you print the damn ticket on your own printer, what sort of fee is involved in providing this to me?
Exactly.
Because there's been several shows that I out in the DC area that I've really wanted to go check out, and I'm just like, I really can't afford to do this, and I don't want to pay an additional $15 over the ticket price for that. I mean, like some of the groups that have come out there recently, I think actually Morcheeba's coming out next month. I believe they're going to be out there. One of the Marley Kids was out there. Dream Theater, they played.
Dream Theater?
Yes, I know.
Awesome.
I know. I get shit for it from other quarters. It's fine. I'll admit to it. I would have seen them.
That's all right.
Again,
it's fine. I'm not going to judge. Whatevs.
I'm trying to remember. Those are the ones that are top of my head right now that I can remember that I would have wanted to see, but I'm just like, can't justify it.
Yeah. Pun intended.
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat.
Kind of slipped right out.
So all's good in DC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. No real complaints.
No complaints.
Nope.
Well, we're getting up to about 50 minutes here, so I got to plug some stuff and also talk about my faves.
Indeed.
Which I have two since I haven't been there. Hey, let's talk about a couple of upcoming events I'm going to be at. The first one is going to be, of course, May 17th, I believe. OCW's in action in Newark, Ohio. at the National Guard Armory. 7:30 bell time. I don't believe that I have any information on to what the matches might be, but you can always follow OCW on Twitter by going to @OCWOnline. Then I'm sure they'll be tweeting out here shortly some of those matches. Or you can always go to their website, www.ocwrestling.net. I'm going to be there. On the 30th of May, I'm very happy to say that I'm going to be at the DBI 3, the Dustin Batdorf Invitational 3. It's a great wrestling event. All the money go to drug awareness, drug education, drug rehabilitation in Summit County, Ohio. That's going to be at the River Tree Church up there near Akron in actually Jackson Township. So if you want to follow those guys on Twitter, @DBI_wrestling, and you can find out about all the shows or all the show information there. And though I'm still a little tentative, check this out. My friends at Big Fun Columbus, they're going to be at a toy show Sunday, June 8th. It's at the Fort Rapids Water Park Resort right here in Columbus, Ohio. Showtime, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm going to be there. I'm going to try to do a live PVD cast taping right there.
Very cool.
There you go. If you listen to that episode, you know that Will told about a big fight that broke out at a toy show. I hope there's another fight. I might try to instigate one. I may.
Just to raise ratings? Is that what you're going for? That's what it is.
I might go, yeah, I might go, what's up for fags? And then just, you know, wait and see what happens, you know. Some guy took around, no, go watch for the economical version of Transformers. You know, and then another guy goes, shut up, they were stupid. And then a fight ensues, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, there's always that hope, man. There's always that hope. GoBots are kind of a hot topic issue at toy shows, I've heard. So, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, they are the poor man's Transformers.
They are indeed.
Anywho, you can get some more information for this show. If you're interested in going or if you're interested in being a vendor there or whatever, go to ctspromotions.com. Again, that's the Fort Rapids Toy Show, Sunday, June 8th, right here in the capital city of Columbus, Ohio. So I'm looking forward to that. You know,
sounds like it'll be cool.
Those guys down there, the guys and the girls down at Big Fun, awesome people. Can't say enough good things about them. So, all right, now it's time for Orlando's faves. All right,
what we got this time?
Well, one of them I kind of mentioned already. I thoroughly enjoyed Captain America: Winter Soldier. I thought it was a really good movie and a really good sequel to a movie that I think. You and I went and saw Captain America, the first one, and I was a little bit hesitant to see it because I thought it might be a little too campy.
Mm.
But it wasn't. It was really good. It surprised me. And, man, Winter Soldier was just a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, overall, if you haven't seen it, I know you haven't. You need to see it as soon as possible.
It's on my list.
My other thing is, I like this song that I'm hearing on the radio, 102.5, CD 102.5, but the video is awesome. The song is called Riptide. It's by Vance Joy. The song is very catchy. The video, though, is phenomenal.
Not familiar with this.
Well, I don't know how to explain it other than I'm sure that Vance Joy only spent $500 on the video, but it's really clever. It's very clever in what they do. Using a lot of just stock photos and footage, and they just piece together a music video. It's really interesting.
Yeah, nice.
I go to YouTube, check out Vance Joy, Riptide. You'll see the video. I go to the official video, obviously. And it's really cool. I dig it. So those are my two faves for this episode. All right. Let me tell you where you can get a hold of me. If you want to shoot an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Obviously, stop by at pvdcast.com and listen to this episode and many of the others, ladies and gentlemen, that are up there on my great website, pvdcast.com. Of course, this is also available through Stitcher Radio. And if you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, well, where have you been? Go to stitcher.com or just go to your app store on your phone and download the Stitcher app. And you can follow me on Twitter @pvdmvp.
Excellent. Excellent.
That was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Hey, but you delivered it.
I guess I did. Anyways, well, my man, thanks for coming on.
Oh, hey.
It helped to get me back in the swing of things. I got to be honest, I was very excited to do this.
I appreciate being invited back.
Hey, man, anytime. So, safe travels back to D.C. Which you're flying, right?
Yeah.
Southwest?
U.S. Air.
What?
U.S. Air. How was it? How was the flight up?
That's fine. I've okay. The only problems I've ever had with U.S. Air is their last few times just been really expensive to fly out. But the flights themselves are
okay.
Good. Nothing, no problems. So
wait,
all good.
Complain about that?
Yeah, all good. All
right. Well, with that, man, thanks for coming on. Really,
all right.
Seriously.
Appreciate it.
So, all right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll wrap up, and I will talk at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks. John Orlando, the host of the PBD Cast, want to take a few moments to tell you about Stitcher Radio. If you don't know, Stitcher Radio is where you can hear the PBD Cast and thousands of other podcasts that are on the network. Stitcher Radio is the greatest app that you could have on your Android or on your iPhone or on your tablet. If you don't have it, go to your app store and download it, or go to Stitcher.com where they'll tell you how to get Stitcher Radio. It is the greatest. It is the best. It's one app. That's all you need, folks. It will let you know when a new episode's up because it continuously updates. So if you want to know when is the next episode of the PBD Cast up, boom, it'll tell you. Trust me, I know. I have friends that have used the app on their particular Android or iPhone, and they love it. They love it. You can get customized recommendations for anything you're interested in, whether it's wrestling, news, entertainment, whatever. Definitely check out Stitcher.com or go to the App Store and pick up Stitcher Radio so you can stay in the know. Big Fun Columbus. What is that, you ask? It's simply the greatest toy store on the face of the planet, and it's right here in Columbus, Ohio. Shimmy on down to 672 North High Street in the Short North, and you can check out all of the various different toys that they have. If you listen to my previous episode of the PBD Cast, where I, John Orlando, did a complete entire episode from the store, you know that they got everything you could imagine. You need wrestling figures? They got them. You need McFarlane toys? They got them. He-Man? You got it. G.I. Joe? You got it. Star Wars? Legos? Whatever you need, whatever you collect, they got it at Big Fun. And guess what? If they don't have something, they got a wish list. You put it on there, they'll try to get it for you. Man, oh man, you got to go visit the guys and the girls down at Big Fun Columbus. Once again, they're at 672 North High Street in the Short North. You can check them out on Twitter at Big Fun Columbus, or simply go to Facebook, facebook.com/Big Fun Columbus. Check it out. Get down there for everything that you need in terms of collecting, or hell, if you just want to go down and relive your childhood like I did, stop on down to Big Fun Columbus and check it out.